And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 24th of June, 2016. It's the birthday of Ambrose Bierce, born near Horse Cave Creek, Ohio, 1842, well known for his short stories, particularly An Occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge, and also for The Devil's Dictionary. He was in the Union Army in the Civil War. He fought in some of the bloodiest battles, later wrote stories about the war, bleak, bitter stories with senseless deaths and no heroes. It was on this day in 1374 in Aachen, Germany, the first recorded outbreak of dancing plague or dancing mania, also known as St. Vitus's Dance, began. Thousands of people at a time dancing uncontrollably, days, weeks, even months, until they collapsed from exhaustion. Some danced themselves to death. At the time, people believed it was the result of a curse from St. Vitus, and now scientists tend to believe it was simply mass hysteria. It's the birthday of the poet John Ciardi, born in Little Italy, Boston's North End, 1916, author of many collections of poetry, and also the textbook How Does a Poem Mean?, still widely used in high schools. And it's the birthday of the novelist Anita Desai, born in Mussoorie, India, 1937, her mother German, her father Bengali. She grew up speaking German at home, Hindi with her friends, learned Bengali from her father, listened to Urdu poetry in the street, and learned to read and write in school in the English language. Author of 12 novels, all in English, Clear Light of Day, In Custody, Fasting, Feasting, three of them. And it's the birthday of the poet Stephen Dunn, born Forest Hills, New York, 1939. Published more than 10 books of poetry before his collection Different Hours won the Pulitzer Prize in 2001. His first love was basketball. He was a star on the Hofstra basketball team of 1962. They went 25-1 on the year, played pro basketball for a couple of years after that. He was a brochure writer for Nabisco for 7 years and then quit, moved to Spain with his wife, and started to write poetry. Here's a poem for today by Ginger Murchison entitled River. Late afternoons, we'd tuck up our hems under Manisa Bridge, scrape our white knees on scrub brush and drowned trees to slide down the dirt bank, past milkweed gone to seed, cattails and trash, to sit on stones at the edge of the river and giggle and smoke, waiting to wolf whistle North High's rowing team. In the shadows where the milk chocolate river unfolded, ooze between our toes, we'd strip, risk long-legged insects, leeches, and mothers, for the silt slick on our thighs, the air thick with the smell of honeysuckle, mud, the rest of the day somewhere downstream. We didn't know why, but none of us wanted to go home to polite kitchens and mothers patiently waiting for what happened next, the way women have always waited for hunter husbands, kept vigils, and prayed at the entrance of mines. The poem titled River by Ginger Murchison, from A Scrap of Linen, A Bone, published by Press 53, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.